Hello, everyone, and thank you to the Parish of Holy Trinity for your invitation to be with you today. Thank you, Reverend Denise, for asking me to speak with all of you today through a diaconal lens. As the Spirit moved me during this season of Pentecost, there were two chosen psalms that could have been read. So, of course, I wrote my sermon based on the other one, so I will read a little bit of that to you later on. Let us pray. I speak to you today in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I serve as a deacon at St. John's in Duncan. My responsibilities include supporting individuals experiencing homelessness and addressing food insecurity through our local food bank. Today's gospel reading offers a compelling message of the perils of greed and underscores the significance of valuing spiritual wealth above material possessions. In this passage, Jesus recounts the story of a man who accumulates a large harvest and plans to construct larger barns for storage, only to lose his life that very night. This parable demonstrates that one's life is not defined by possessions and cautions against greed, highlighting that genuine riches are found in cultivating a right relationship with God and practicing generosity towards others. If these months of Pentecost were to be characterized by a central theme, it would be the call to live a life worthy of one's vocation. Also, during the month of Pentecost, clergy and the altar wear green, and green is a symbol of growth. This period invites Christians to embrace personal transformation and positively influence their respective communities. It is a season not only for prayer, but also for encouraging believers to practice their faith with authenticity and serve as witnesses to the transforming power of God. The parable serves as a reminder that life is short and death is inevitable. We should not live this life that this is all there is, but consider our eternal destiny. The man in the parable is called a fool because he was not prepared to meet God. We know from the Easter story that Jesus is resurrected. We also know from Ascension Day that Jesus has left us to be his servants here on earth and to take up his ministry of caring for each other. We are called to reevaluate our priorities. It challenges us to examine our hearts, guard against greed, and seek true riches, which are always and always will be our relationship with God and with each other, and living a life of love and generosity. Now, from Psalm 49 that I chose instead of the other psalm, I will read a portion of that. Why should I fear when evil days come, when wicked deceivers surround me, those who trust in their wealth and boast of their great riches? No one can redeem the life of another or give to God a ransom for them. The ransom for a life is costly. No payment is ever enough. The Psalms today emphasize the follies of trusting in riches. It begins by calling all people, regardless of their social status or wealth, to listen to wisdom. It challenges the notion that wealth can provide security, of a guarantee of a person's well-being. The wealthy are depicted as those who believe they can buy their way out of any situation, including death. Let's be clear. Death is the great equalizer. This realization should humble those who trust in their wealth and encourage them to seek true security in God. God is the only one who can redeem a soul from the power of the grave, and through his grace and mercy, give us eternal life. We should all focus on what truly matters and prioritize people, love, and goodliness over material possessions. Did you know that Jesus talked about money more than anything except the kingdom of God? Do you know why that is? Not to give us textual fodder for our stewardship sermons, you're welcome, Denise, but because he knew that money can be a bar to discipleship, but it can also be a bridge. I truly enjoy the writings of Anne Lamott, who is an author who has written 19 books, many of them wry memoirs about spirituality, addiction, recovery, and hope, in addition to her beloved classics about motherhood and advice for writers, she speaks. You can tell if people are following Jesus because they are feeding the poor, sharing their wealth, and trying to get everyone medical insurance. Of course, she's in the States. Here in Canada, it would translate as more like feeding the poor, sharing their wealth, and trying to get everyone housing. I leave you with one final amazing thing about the abundant generosity of God, and that is, it will never be exhausted. It never runs out, and it is never too late to accept it. Jesus warns us, don't be a fool. Be rich towards God. Amen.
Amen.